All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this presentation, Mario's Adventure in Tech London. I'm Vincent de Mister from Red Hat.
I'm Andrea Frittoli from IBM.
And we are at FOSDEM. If people from the back do not hear us, just wave. Okay, perfect. So let's get right into the agenda. We'll first talk about what is Tekton, and like first one question, who knows Kubernetes here? Okay, that was a non-question. Who knows Tekton? Ah, a few, all right. So this will be a bit boring for people who know Tekton. And then we'll talk about plumbing and more plumbing and the future work. So first, what is Tekton? Tekton is an open source project, or more a group of projects that is aiming to provide a set of shared components to build your own CI/CD system on top of Kubernetes initially, later on top of really anything. It's governed by the CD Foundation, and contributions are coming from Google, from Red Hat, from CloudBees, from IBM, from Pivotal, from Apple now, from like lots of companies. What is Tekton in a nutshell? It's like standard Kubernetes-style pipelines. What does this mean is we're just extending the Kubernetes API to add CI/CD concept in the API. It runs everything in containers. It's built for containers. It's run in containers. You can build your images using any Kubernetes tools you want, or any tools that is capable of building images and running inside a container. So almost all of them. And some examples are S2i, Builda, Kaniko, Jib. There's like a billion of it. It can deploy on multiple platforms. So of course, we can deploy Kubernetes deployment services using Tekton, but you can deploy really anywhere. You just need to have some way to run something like a command line on your container and do your thing. So for example, we have a task, like an experiment task that creates some Mac Stadium machine, runs something on the Mac, and then do its own thing. And there's a few projects. One of the projects is called Tika, and it's a powerful. It's a command line tool that aims to be powerful to be able to manage your pipeline without really having to touch kubectl or whatever.
So a bit more getting into the details of Tekton. Like Vincent said, we extend the Kubernetes API by introducing a few new concepts, which are actually CRDs, so extensions of the Kubernetes API custom resources. The first concept is a step, which is not a CRD, which allows you to run a command in a container using volumes and environment variables, etc. Then we have a concept of task, which is mapped to corresponds to a sequential series of steps that are run in a pod on Kubernetes. A pipeline is a combination of tasks, not necessarily a sequence, but more generally a graph of them. And then we have pipeline resources, task runs, and pipeline run that are runtime resources that are used to trigger, so execute the definition of the task or the static definition of the pipeline. Thank you. So this is just to give you an overview of how everything fits together. So we have sequences of steps within a task. Then the yellow, orange G-box is the pipeline, and in the pipeline you have multiple tasks. Task takes pipeline resources as input, or they output them, and this creates the connection and the dependency between the tasks. So the pipeline will take care of executing the tasks in the right order depending on the dependencies they have between them. So for instance, if your first task produces an output container image, and the second task needs that image as an input, that will automatically be serialized by the pipeline. So the purple below, the pipeline resources that are defined for the executions. And then, so everything which is on the top part, so pipeline, task, and steps, they are static definitions that you create in your Kubernetes cluster, but to actually execute them, you need to have either a task run for a single task or a pipeline run to execute an entire pipeline. So Tecton is a combination of multiple projects. So pipeline is what contains the definition, the CRDs, for the components that we just talked about. But we have more projects. So the catalog project includes a number of shareable tasks, or reusable tasks. So if you want to do something like build your Go code or run unit tests in Python, there is a good chance there is a task already defined in the catalog that will do that for you and is optimized for doing that. And if not, everyone is welcome really to share their tasks in there. So the CLI is the TKN command. It's used to interact with Tecton from command line. Then we have a project called Triggers that allows you to trigger pipelines in responses of events. This is very useful for doing things like reacting to a webhook invocation and trigger your pipeline as a consequence. But it can be used really to respond to any type of event. Operator is used to manage your Tecton deployment, install, upgrade, and so forth. And then we have a dashboard, so which is a web UI that you can use to. Thanks.
No, because the people on the stream.
Okay. I can. Thanks. The dashboard is. We show it later. Is a web UI that you can use to control your resources in Tecton in a graphical way.
I think it's good. Right. So there was Mario in the title of the talk, and as you might know, Mario is a plumber. So we're going to talk about plumbing. So why do we choose the name plumbing? So what's the definition of plumbing? Plumbing is usually a system of pipes, tanks, fittings, and other apparatus needed to water supply. For us, by plumbing, we mean anything we need to run, to test our software, to run automation on our software, anything that we need ourselves as the Tecton project to run automation on the Tecton project. So this means the CI setup, the release setup, the test infrastructure, the GitHub issue pool, and GitHub issues and pull requests management, so like being able to react to commands, the bot, maybe even the Slack bot, and any script that are required for the for really anything. So initially, Tecton comes from the Knative project. It was first Knative build, then it became an experiment as Knative build pipeline. Then it got spun out and became Tecton pipelines. So the first plumbing of Tecton was just the Knative one. So it means all our infrastructure run on Google Cloud. We were having an heavy usage of Pro. So who knows Pro here? All right, Pro is the CI system used by Kubernetes and other projects that build on top of Kubernetes. And it's made by Kubernetes folks for Kubernetes. And we were sharing a lot of scripts and containers from the Knative project. So, and when we decided to create our own project to build Tecton using Tecton, we didn't want to go with the common project name, which is called Test Infra in Kubernetes or Knative, because it's boring. So we chose plumbing.
Okay, so yeah, like Vincent said, Pro is the CI/CD system used by Kubernetes itself and by a lot of the projects in the Kubernetes ecosystem. So it's optimized for Kubernetes and OpenShift, and it's made of a combination of microservices. So quickly, just going through them, the main one, Hook, is the microservice that reacts to the webhooks, so to all the events that happen in GitHub, like a comment is left or a pull request is pushed and so forth. And then Hook distributes or gives a job to other components to do. Plank is a microservice that manages the lifecycle of jobs that are executed as part of your CI system. DAC provides a dashboard where you can have an overview of what is going on in your CI with a list of jobs and so. Tide is responsible for making responsible for merging patches, which is an interesting job because you, if you want to have a for a large project, we have a lot of pull requests. If you want to have a decent throughput, you need to be able to do this not serially. So you need to make some assumptions that on what is going to happen with your patches and merge them in batches. Horologium is the component that takes care of periodic jobs, and Syncr is basically doing garbage collections. This is what the dashboard looks like, so the DAC component. And there is also an application that is used in combination with Prow that currently is Kubernetes. I think there is a new one being worked on that allows browsing the logs from your CI system. So the logs are uploaded into buckets, and then this application that runs in the clouds lets you browse them in a smarter way, so to say.
That's me. All right, so our goal for the project was to build Tecton using Tecton because it kind of made sense to be using our own, like, to dog food, because otherwise, if we are not using our own project, why people should use it? So the first steps toward independence from Knative was to create our own project, to document how we worked, to own our scripts, so to change whatever was only made for Knative, and to own our CI image, meaning build our CI image ourselves, not depending on the on Knative. And the first step into this, like the second but first step in this project, was to be able to release Tecton with Tecton. That was the initial project was, are we going to be able to do a full release of Tecton using only Tecton? And we were, I think, starting on 0.2, so the second version of Tecton, we released it with Tecton itself. It was really funky to do, so we managed to find some bugs, we managed to find some problems where it was harder to do than we initially thought. And so what we did is, because Tecton is a Go project, we did create some Go tasks for building, linting, testing our Go code, and we put them into the shared repository in Catalog. We are publishing the images using Co, so for people who don't know Co, and I don't think lots of people know Co, it's a project from Google who it's like you're doing a Go build, but instead it's deploying something on Cube. So it's making a lot of assumption on how your code is doing and how it's going to generate the actual deployment. And we generate the release YAML and we publish it. And yeah.